From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An airstrike in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo has destroyed a hospital supported by the international charity Doctors Without Borders, killing numerous people, including children. Sam Taylor is Syria Communications Coordinator for Doctors Without Borders.
We're absolutely appalled. Doctors Without Borders is appalled that this continues to happen. This is not the first time. This is the seventh time that a Doctors Without Borders supported hospital has been attacked in this year alone.
Fighting in Syria has left the ceasefire in shambles, with United Nations envoy Stephen de Mistura saying the so-called cessation of hostilities agreement was barely alive. Thursday's attack came amid a marked increase in violence in Aleppo, with nearly 200 killed in the past week. Also Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry condemned the attack on the hospital. International monitors have told the UN Security Council violations of a tense ceasefire in eastern Ukraine between Kiev and Russian-backed rebels have reached alarming numbers not seen in months, both sides blaming the other for the violations. South Sudan's government and opposition officials say they are moving closer to forming a transitional government, which now is several months behind schedule. President Salva Kiir's spokesperson says the current cabinet will likely be dissolved any time now. First Vice President Riek Machar is helping organize the transition. U.S. military has disciplined 16 military personnel, including a two-star general, for their role in last year's mistaken airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan that killed 42 people. This is VOA News. The Austrian government and parliament has approved Europe's strictest asylum laws in response to the migrant crisis on the continent. Legislation makes it most difficult for relatives of asylum seekers to join their family members in Austria. Opposition parties and rights groups have criticized the legislation. Austria received about 90,000 asylum requests in 2015, the second highest in the European Union on a per capita basis. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Thursday spoke to Austria's lower house of parliament.
I'm concerned that European countries are now adopting increasingly restrictive immigration and refugee policies. Such policies and measures negatively affect the obligations of member states under international humanitarian law and European law.
Mr. Bond told the Austrian lawmakers that under international and European laws, they have a moral and legal principal obligation to help those fleeing war, human rights abuses, and persecution. North Korea's defiant and accelerated efforts to develop an advanced nuclear arsenal have been deterred so far by the tough new United Nations sanctions imposed in March. Latest infraction of UN resolutions banning Pyongyang's nuclear and ballistic missile programs occurred on Thursday when the North attempted another intermediate-range ballistic missile launch. That launch crashed seconds after it was fired. In response, the United Nations urged North Korea to stop any further provocative actions. The world's most profitable company just became less valuable this week when California-based Apple Incorporated reported the first decline in iPhone sales in 13 years. That story now from Mil Arcega.
More than 2 billion people around the world own a smartphone. Nearly 1 in 5 of them are iPhones. Such is the reach of California-based Apple Inc., which last month celebrated its 40th birthday. But the days of people lining up around the block for the next great iPhone may be over. This week, Apple reported its first revenue decline after 51 straight quarters of growth, the victim, some say, of its own success. It's not the end of the world for Apple, which earned revenues of over $50 billion in the first quarter, but it could mark a tipping point for one of the world's most valuable companies. Mil Arcega, VOA News, Washington.
And the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative has released the 2016 special report on the global state of intellectual property rights and protection. China remains atop the priority watch list.
That's the latest world news from VOA.